Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to the Slapbox Podcast. This is episode 687. I'm your host, Josh Albrecht, recording once again inside the Slapbox penthouse. My trusty sidekick, Agent Fox Mulder, the three-legged kitty cat, is, I guess, downstairs. I'm looking around. I'm guessing he's downstairs. It's late night because I had to work today as I record this on Saturday. Also watching the Blues game while it's going on, but yeah, Fox Mulder's downstairs somewhere, I would imagine. Cleaned his litter box and all that, gave him some treats, and brushed him, so he's probably just hanging out down there still. Probably waiting for more food. He's like, come on, give me some more treats, asshole. Give me more treats. it's a little crazy tonight because, you know, I am watching the Blues game on my phone as I'm recording this one. They are taking on the Dallas Stars, still looking for their first home win. The last game at Enterprise Center did not go well, much like the first game. And Joel Holfer had a rough one. But as I'm recording this, Jordan Kyrou has already scored his first goal of the season. Finally, he broke that seal. And so hopefully it's like when you're drinking beer in a long night, and that's, you know, it's first of many trips to the bathroom sort of situation. Because, you know, the last three seasons he scored 30 plus and led the team in scoring. So, you know, hopefully he gets more. And by the time, of course, I post this, everyone will know what the score was on that Blues Stars game. Which, you know, it's good to see they're up 1-0 here in the second period. Because last season they didn't do so hot in the games that I saw them play, the Stars. Of course, I saw them in person because I'm pretty sure the game that I went to by myself last year was the Hall of Fame game where Curtis Joseph was inducted in the Blues Hall of Fame. And Wayne Babbage was too, and there was an older player, I forgot who the third person was, who's deceased. But I almost ran right into Curtis Joseph, which was pretty awesome. They were playing the Stars that night, and they lost to the Stars. But I didn't care because I was like face-to-face with Cujo, and then I was just kind of dumbfounded, didn't say anything, tried to go back and say, you know, because I, you know, see if he might sign my puck or something, because I had his puck. And no. I failed to find him again, and he went on a TV interview right after that. So I imagine he wouldn't have signed my puck anyway. But I know he did stay around after the game. I tried to look around to see if he was still around. He did do, like, a podcast after the fact. And but I was hoping he would be, you know, just hanging around maybe by one of the entrances, and I had no luck on the way out either. But it was awesome just to be in the man's presence, you know. He still looked like he's like somewhere in his 50s, and still looks like he could get it behind the pipes there and stop some stuff. You know what I'm saying? Looked like he was in good shape. I feel like he could come work with me at a Can-Am, throw some steel. I wouldn't advise that to him or anybody else, really. Steelwork's a rough game. But hopefully I'm not too distracted, as Bennington just made a great save. I'm excited to, you know, the Blues are, you know, they're at 2-2 as I'm recording this. You know, they're at 500. Hopefully, you know, they're above 500 by the time I post this. I feel pretty good about that, you know. I mean, you shouldn't lose at home to the Chicago Blackhawks. What was it, like, fuck, 12-3 or whatever the fuck it was? I don't remember what the final score was. 8-3? I don't know. It was bad. I think it was 8-3. Maybe it was higher than that. Joel Holfer had a real rough day. Thankfully, I didn't stay up to watch the third period on that one. I shut it off after the second because I had to go to work the next day. Beyond hockey, the last week's been a little rough. I did brick the PC. I know I talked about it where I thought I had bricked it before doing the podcast. Or I guess maybe I had already last week. You know what? I recorded the last week's podcast and did upload it to HostGator. So I had the file in there, and that's when I decided to try to fuck with the settings again. Because I had kind of fucked with it before. I know I talked about it last week. And to try it, because to play the new Call of Duty, you got to have TPM 2.0 and Secure Boot, as well as a BIOS firmware update on your PC if it's an older one, to be able to play because of, you know, they're trying to crack down on the cheating, which, I don't know, I feel like they make a lot of money on the cheating. They're not that concerned about it. I feel like they must be getting, because most of their players these days sure seems like they're cheaters. After the podcast, I once again tried to get it to go last Saturday, because I was like, all right, Saturday night, I gotta play Call of Duty with the boys. They're expecting me. And I bricked it. Now, I initially, before doing the podcast, I had the issue. I didn't quite fully brick it. I could get into BIOS. And I was able to reset it to, like, factory settings and get in that way. But then after doing the podcast, I made sure to upload it to HostGator to make sure that I would still be able to just use my laptop and retrieve the recording. And I of course, did that. And I did brick it. I couldn't even get into BIOS. And I was not happy about that. So I kind of screwed with it. I screwed with several hours last Saturday. It was like 5-6 hours. And I was just having no luck. And eventually, you know, I did end up bricking the fucking thing, like, completely. And then I tried screwing around with it a little bit during the week. Monday, I think I tried messing with it a little bit. I pulled the RAM cards. I tried just to turning the PC on, because it would just power on, no display whatsoever. And I would just try to keep hitting F2, which is, you can, on that PC, you can hit F2 or delete to enter the BIOS menu. And I thought, well, maybe, though I can't even see it, maybe if I just keep hitting that after turning it on, it will go to BIOS. No such luck. Ooh, Blue scored again as I was recording. That might have been Booch, or was that Snuggy? That was either Buchnevich or Snuggy. I'm not sure. They're really cheering on Snuggy, which would be his third goal of the season, which is good to see. He's having a great year, as well as Jake Neighbors, man, leading the team in scoring right now with four goals for the season. You know, a piece. I was thinking like per game, like that. You know, he's basically averaged a goal. But if he gets one, it was Snuggy. Snuggy got his third. Good to see. Man, Snuggy is right behind Jake Neighbors with 3 goals, Neighbors with 4. Love seeing that stuff. I was trying to fuck around with the PC by, you know, unplugging different stuff. I tried unplugging all the monitors. Maybe there was some issue with the monitors. Sometimes the monitors go a little screwy. Unplug all of them. Just plug one in at a time and then nothing. But one of the things I figured it had to do with the RAM, because when I had put new RAM in the system, I had to go to BIOS and adjust some stuff to overclock it to get the actual settings it was rated for on the RAM. Because initially it was going real slow and really didn't see any real improvement. So I had to adjust the stuff in BIOS to get it operating correctly. And man, it made a huge difference initially. And then I kind of forgot what all I adjusted when I did that. So then I proceeded to... Buchnevich really had that in there. And then Snuggy just kind of helped push it in. As it went between the goalie's legs, Snuggy reached over and then just like knocked it in with the stick. That was... anyway. Beautiful goal. Good to see. At home, too. Finally a win. They are still undefeated in Canada, though. Anyway. Yeah, I had tried unplugging the RAM and plugging it back in. I figured it was the RAM issue because I had went back into BIOS and just tried to adjust some stuff. And I think I fucked it up when I did that. And adjusted the wrong thing or whatever, and it just wasn't computing. I figured it had to do with RAM, but I tried, you know, unplugging different hard drives. You know, maybe one of those had somehow gotten corrupted, or just anything, just unplugging shit. I had looked, and then eventually, it was Wednesday night, I think, when I finally got it back up and running. I had conversed with my old buddy Pee Wee, who had given me the PC, actually. Yeah, he helped kind of give me some ideas of what I could do. He wasn't sure if there was a reset button on that motherboard or not. There was not. But I had looked up how to reset BIOS on there, which I had already tried. Before Wednesday, before I had talked to him, I ordered the battery for the motherboard, and I had replaced that Wednesday. Just thinking, like, maybe the battery's bad, and it's, like, fucking it up. And basically what ended up... one of two things either helped reset it. There's the pins, the two pins on the motherboard that you can jump with a metal piece, like a screwdriver. You lay that over both metal pieces for, like, 10 seconds. And then it'll reset BIOS. I did that and pulled the battery for over a minute. So one of the two things helped reset it. Because at first, I don't know if I didn't do it long enough with the screwdriver. When I tried jumping it, it didn't work. But then I tried jumping it again, and I just went ahead and pulled the battery and left that out for over a minute. And then it worked again. Shit was still running real fucking slow when I got it up and running, though. And then I turned on all the shit you're supposed to turn on for Call of Duty. And then I also looked up, refigured out exactly what I needed to do to get the RAM settings right. And I was able to overclock it and get it at its max output on the RAM, which it was doing better than it had been doing. Because previously, and I also had to put Windows 11 on the system. I think that fucked up a lot of shit. Like, it started running like dog shit after Windows 11. Don't know why. I guess older PCs have a problem with that. I mean, the motherboard's like 6 or 7 years old. So it's, you know, unfortunately getting older for that situation. And so, yeah, I got it back up and running, but and for a minute it seemed like it was, well, initially it was running real slow again, but then messing some more with the RAM and really getting that stuff, when I got that running at the right speeds, it had sped up a little bit. But then Friday, called into work, wasn't feeling so hot. Anyway, I did end up, I knew that there was a sale on PCs at Micro Center, which I think there always is. But they had a reasonably priced one that was a decent upgrade for me. And it was like $700-something, and $700 and some change, which I trying to cut down on spending. You know, I just got back from Germany. I've spent way too much money this year. I really got to cut. I know overtime's going to be drying up sometime soon at work, so I can't. I really got to watch my shit. That being said, yeah. and a lot of times we shut down for a week at work, and I don't have a week's worth of vacation to burn for that week, so I got to really be careful. Anyway, although I'm thinking they're not going to shut down for a week this year. Kind of hoping not, but it is really nice to have that 1 week off for the holidays. It is really nice. Yeah, I decided, I did mess with it again a little bit Friday and I had Call of Duty running, but it wasn't running very well at all. And I was just like, God damn it. And I knew about that sale, and I finally just like, all right, it was about 2 o'clock, 1:30, 2-ish, I guess 1:30-ish. I was like, all right, fuck it. If I'm going to go, I better go now, because I don't want to get stuck in Friday afternoon traffic, which was already a little late for that action, because the worst part is driving on West 44, because that's when, you know, all the people that work in St. Louis are going back. Going towards St. Louis isn't as bad, because more people work in St. Louis and drive west than, I don't think there's a whole lot of people that work outside of St. Louis and then drive back into St. Louis. You know what I'm saying? But the drive there wasn't a whole lot of traffic. It was decent. And that is a dangerous store for me to ever go into. There is way too many things that I could unfortunately be tempted to buy. But thankfully I didn't buy anything else. You know, they've got all kinds of podcasting gear, which I don't need any. I got plenty of shit for that. Really don't need any new microphones or anything. I went in there and found, well, I was walking through the desktop PCs, and I was right about to find the one, and then, you know, one of the salespeople asked me, I was like, oh, I pulled up the image on my phone, like, this is the one I'm looking for, and he's like, oh, it's right by you. And then I told him I was also going to upgrade the RAM. I wanted another stick of RAM, because it only had one stick of 15 gig RAM, but though it was it is higher rated, it is, like, almost double the speed of the RAM that I had in my previous PC that I had running. So I ended up doing that, and so I got the 32 gig. I got another stick of what was already in there, and it wasn't too expensive. It was the DDR5, whereas previously I had the DDR4. So it, what that stuff like runs at 6,000 whatever speed. What do they consider that, gigahertz, or I don't remember how that works with the RAM. Micro Center. Yeah, I went in there, of course, and I had them. The salesman brought me over to where they right over to where they had the RAM, and had one of their guys back there pick up the RAM I needed, and he said they would install it for free, and I was like, I know how to install RAM, but just to make sure, I was like, fuck it, you know, they'll stick it in and make sure it's working right, and just to make sure that they gave me the right RAM. That's an important thing, because you need, you know, you got to have the same stuff in there. You can't just mix and match RAM. I think sometimes you can get away with it, but it's tricky. You don't want to end up like breaking the damn thing like I did with just fucking with the RAM settings. Yeah, it just says DDR5, 6,000. I don't know what the 6,000 means. But yeah, that shit is running right. I don't know I don't know that much about the hardware of computers, you know. And I mean, I know a little. You know, I you know, was working on doing programming for a little bit, but that you didn't really have to know all that much about the hardware. You didn't have to know what specific speed of the RAM was. I mean, it sure helps. But yeah, anyway, they did insert it into
they inserted into my motherboard
the new RAM, and so that because of that, you know, I had to wait in the store, which was kind of the downside of the whole thing. I was like, really, I just wanted to get home, and that made sure that was like ensuring that I was going to have to drive through the fucking Friday afternoon traffic on the way back. That was going to be a real fuck. Of course, I could already see on the way up there that there was, of course, there was, you know, a big traffic jam on 44 West on my way up there. So I already knew. I was like, oh, that's gonna be a bit of an issue. God damn it. I'm looking at more. The other pisser, like, about this, and like the other one that was like really in that price range, which they had some, they're always like having sales and stuff. Micro Center's just an awesome store. I love that store. Best brick and mortar store out there. Yeah, they have the ones in that price range. They're only 1 terabyte drives in there, and the hard drives 1 terabyte, and that's really the downside. I did not buy another hard drive while I was in there, because I have hard drives here that I could. That are in my other PC that I was going to put in there. One's like a 4 or 3 or 4 terabytes. I don't remember. It's a larger one. And then another 1 terabyte drive that I was going to drop in there. And unfortunately, you know, putting that in there, it did not do me any favors. The 1 terabyte, I did get the 1 terabyte in there. But the point I was getting to was I was in the store waiting. It was like, you know, I had to wait like a half an hour or more. It was a while in the store. And so I'm just walking around killing time. Like, I should have probably just gone outside. But, you know, it was all right. I did get only got pestered by like one or two salesmen while walking through the store. And you know what? I didn't buy anything else. One thing, you know, I knew though, I had already spent way too much money buying that. And that was the thing. It was like, yeah, I'm really not buying anything else in this fucking store. It's not happening. I've spent way too fucking much money. And thankfully, I did not. Though, you know, I was really, if I was going to buy something, it would have been, it definitely would have been a new keyboard. I was browsing those quite a bit because, of course, my really good keyboard doesn't work anymore, and that's a pisser. Maybe magically if I hook it up to this PC it'll work, but I doubt it. Yeah, the keyboard was a sad thing. They don't carry the Vulcan that I enjoy there. They did have some like decent, some good ones though. They have, of course, really good gaming keyboards and whatnot. Now I was kind of thinking about maybe just get one that's quieter. Because the keys on here are kind of loud. I mean, you can hear that. I'm not like typing like crazy. And I know that, you know, it's kind of annoying to people when I'm playing games with them that they can hear me moving the keys. And, you know, not great here when I'm searching for stuff while recording the podcast. Kind of annoying. Kind of wish, you know, that this thing was a little bit more silent, you know. If I want to do ASMR. I wanted to do ASMR, you know, I needed to be a little bit more quiet. You know, and I need to make more money these days, so ASMR would be real nice. I'm sure so many people would line up for that, to hear me do ASMR, you know, scratch up against it. Real quiet. Talking now. I don't know. I don't think I could ever do ASMR just for the fact that I would be doing it ironically. I don't feel like I could do it, you know, and be serious about it. I couldn't take myself serious doing that. And, you know, for a long period of time, I don't know who would... Are, would you know, may, you know, I guess if I did it and like enough people did it, I'd... I'm welding all the time. It's not great for my voice. It is... maybe it would be best if I just talked real quiet. Like, and, you know. I don't know. But anyway, yeah. So I didn't get a keyboard. That would be nice. Again, not I've got like, I don't know, 5 or 6 keyboards. They did give me a keyboard with the computer. I mean, I'm sure it was figured in with the price. I'm sure I paid for it. I wouldn't say it was like free with it, but it was a cheap keyboard and there was a cheap mouse. So I opted to just use the keyboard and mouse I was currently using. And yeah, man, there is some cool shit in that store though. I mean, there's a lot of cameras. There's just, I mean, if you're in computers at all, I mean, there's video game shit there for consoles as well. And there's tools, just a massive store. If you've never gone to fucking Micro Center and you live in the, like the, near, anywhere near the Brentwood, Missouri area, I know there's ones in other states. But I know in Missouri, I think that's like the only one in Missouri, but holy shit, fucking go there. They're not a sponsor, but damn, that, you know, I've gotten a lot of shit from there. And what's cool is if, if you look at the overhead view of the floor plan of their Brentwood store, which I would imagine it probably does over, they did this cool overhead view and it looks like a circuit board. I mean, that's obviously intentional. I'm betting like all the stores are like that. It's fucking, man, over 30,000 square feet. That's 25,000 items in stock. Good shit. Yeah, anyway, it is, I did get it here. And unfortunately, you know, I was, you get a new system like that in the hooked up and all, you gotta, you know, then try to transfer your shit over from the other one. And that can be a little tricky. I got the one, the NVMe, I believe is what they call it, SSD drive, the little card one. I got that one installed from the other one, the other PC, and tracked down the BitLocker key code so I could unlock the drive inside there. And unfortunately, that's just the 1 terabyte one. It's not the big one, which is the SSD drive that I have. In the other PC is the, it's like a 4 terabyte drive, but I partitioned it. So I wasn't able to use all 4 terabytes. It's like 3 shit. I don't really remember. It's several terabytes. And it was cheaper because it was the SATA SSD drives. I don't know. Maybe you don't actually need to power up a SATA SSD drive, but I know I'd hooked it up in previous PC builds where it was, there's a power cable that goes to the the power unit, the the fucking power supply. That's the term I'm looking for. yeah, I didn't. When I got to open this one up, there was not, they give you slots on the motherboard to hook up a SATA drive. But I didn't see any cord. You know, maybe maybe there's a way for me to hook up a cord, or maybe one of those does work that, and I'm just like missing it. I'm going to go back through it hopefully tomorrow or something. Because again, I've been working a lot. Haven't had a whole lot of time to really screw with it. But Unfortunately, I was unable to hook up the big hard drive, which is, it's got a bunch of stuff stored on. That's my whole library of VR porn on there. That's a massive library. So a little pissed about that. But I can't, I do have a cable that I can hook up, because whenever I got that drive, I had used my old boot drive, which was another SATA SSD, because I only had a spot for one. When I got that PC from Pee-wee, I only had one spot for a SATA SSD drive. And, of course, I had gotten a new one, and that was also a SATA, and because I had already used up the NVMe slots, and I think, pretty sure I got it from Micro Center. They had a big sale on the SATA SSD drives, and I was like, got one. I don't remember how cheap it was, but it was a good sale. And it was, I had to transfer over the Windows shit to the bigger drive. Because the old one was just a very small, it was just a boot, set up as a boot drive in my CyberPower PC. It was very, very little memory. It was just basically Windows that was on the damn thing. And so there was, I ended up like partitioning the bigger drive and then throwing in that SSD. And yeah, I'd gotten a cable so I could just transfer it over. And basically, you can, with that cable, I can use any SSD drive that of the SATA variant. I can use that as an external drive if I want to. Though I really don't want to just use that as an external on my current PC. Because, you know, I don't think I don't know how well that would read the VR porn. Be able to do that. I want it physically in there. I also don't want, you know, I don't know. It's not, it seems like it would be safer to keep that drive intact if I actually put it inside and mounted the damn thing. So I'm trying to find a way to just mount it. There is another slot for a NVMe SSD drive, but you have to take the motherboard completely out. And it's on like the back side of the motherboard, so it'd be kind of a pain in the ass to put another one of those in. But I do want, you know, I want a bigger drive in there. 1 terabyte is just not enough. I mean, I got 2 in there now. That's really just not enough memory for the kind of VR porn. That's mainly where my memory's just taken up on these. Even without VR porn, I mean, 1 terabyte, you start playing a lot of games. You put multiple games. Call of Duty takes up way too much on its own. It's insane how much these fucking games take up. It's like half a fucking terabyte or whatever the fuck it is now for like Call of Duty. It's ridiculous. I don't think it's maybe quite that much, but it's maybe a couple hundred gig. It's something stupid. It's something real stupid. And, anyway, good Lord, man, I'm looking at these also while I'm talking about this. I'm looking at other hard drives, and man, one's an 8 terabyte, which would be amazing, but fuck me, $900. Not doing that, fellas. Not doing that, but that would really solve some storage space. I could sign up for another couple VR porn websites and fill quite a bit of that would be a lot of movies. That'd be a lot of movies. Let's not do that, though. But see, like, the SATA drives, man. I don't get... Like, there's got to be a way for me to hook that up inside this PC, because they give you a SATA fucking cable for it to hook up to the motherboard. So I must just not be... Maybe you don't need a power to hook that up to the power supply? I'm pretty sure you do, though. Pretty sure you do. being said, like, I'm gonna have to find a way to get another motherboard in there. That's our motherboard. Another fucking, Stick a RAM or not RAM. Yeah. I've been working too much. Working too much, fellas. Another fucking hard drive. Damn it. Although, I mean, another stick of RAM couldn't hurt. Couldn't hurt. I only had one stick of RAM starting. I upgraded to two. I could put two more sticks like that in there. They're not too expensive. I could really get this kitty to purr. Really, probably don't need it, but I wanted to have like two sticks of RAM in there because I feel like when I had previously, before I upgraded the RAM in the last one, it had two sticks of RAM, but it was only the 16 gig. When I had that lower RAM in there, running multiple things, and if I would try to like, I haven't tried in a long time, but when I would try to like stream on Twitch, wasn't working out. So, I would put that shit on there, and I mean, if I tried to run multiple things like OBS for streaming, and you know, try to run a game and stream, not enough RAM. So I figured I'd want to at least have the option to be able to do that again, though. You know, I keep telling myself every once in a while, like, yeah, you know what, I'm gonna try streaming again. Yeah, it's never happened again. I think, you know, the overtime is the real killer here. The overtime, and I'm still got some stuff I want to do downstairs. I still need to paint the Shining Overlook Hotel rug pattern above my cabinets and stuff. I started kind of fixing the walls up there, but like then I just immediately stopped. I haven't finished doing the walls up in this bedroom here. The drywall's still not finished. And so, you know, I've got stuff to still do around the house. So streaming is, of course, not real high up on the old priorities list. But, you know, I like playing video games. I have Final Draft now on this PC and on my laptop, so it would be great to just, you know, maybe come up with some crazy movie idea that could, you know, sell for like a couple of grand. Probably one, you know, I'd love to just finish one. I don't know that I'd ever finish one that was good enough to actually sell, you know, but anyway. I would love to, you know, I'd love to be able to finish one. That would be great. You know, I got the whole movie set up. I have been, of course, watching stuff as I've been back from Deutschland. I've gone back to watching, you know, American shows. Before I was watching just a bunch of German shows. Now that I don't feel like I need to remember how to speak any German, I don't feel as though there's some German shows I'd still like to finish, but I've gone back to, I'm up to date on Gen V. There's one more episode left on that one of the season. That's coming out next Wednesday. God damn it, my brain is fried. I think I bricked my brain. Quick, do a BIOS reset. Where's my pins? Let's stick a screwdriver on them. Let's jump it. Brick in the old brain. Anyway, yeah. I don't think Gen V is quite as good as The Boys. I mean, I'm not as invested with Gen V, but it's a good show. And it's, you know, I feel like you got it, like it's leading up to you know, how they're going to take down Homelander in the final season of The Boys. Because, you know, I mean, it's going to be a final battle they're leading up to with Homelander. Which we find out, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the last episode of Gen V, maybe don't listen to this part. But Thomas Godolkin, turns out, is the real guy behind Cypher. He's like the guy that originally originated like the soups and shit. And he's been alive forever. And that was a good. That last episode was pretty good when you see Marie heal him because he's all burnt to shit. And you think he's a victim of Cypher, and it turns out really there's no actually Cypher. It's just Godolkin like running the show. And he just wanted Marie to heal him. And it's leading up to a good, really good season finale. I don't know if they're doing more of the boys. Sorry, I know the boys is last season, but I don't know if Gen V is going to continue on. That I'm not sure. I know, of course, the Homelander, or not Homelander, Soldier Boy prequel show is coming out. I'm excited for that. I love me some fucking Soldier Boy. Jensen Ackles. What, he's so fucking good at Soldier Boy. I need to go back and watch all of the boys again before. I need, but better hurry up on it because season 5 is coming up here closely. But other than that, I did start the Netflix show Ed Gein Monster series. The what the fuck. Was it Murphy, the guy that like is behind that? He was the same guy that did the one on the Menendez brothers and the Dahmer, which, you know, they took some liberties on those shows. Monster, the Ed Gein story. That's what that one is called. I had recently watched some stuff on Ed Gein. So, you know, and I've known about Ed Gein forever since I was a wee lad. I've known about Ed Gein because, you know, he killed in the 50s. They put his ass away in the like 55 or whatever it was. And I got to say, you know, I was just by watching the trailer and stuff for it. I was like, this already seems like it's not very accurate. God damn it, I can't speak. It is damn it. Oh, there was a 1974 movie. I need to check that one out. There was a 1974 Ed Gein movie. I did not know this. apparently Ian Brennan created this for Netflix, but I thought, what the hell? Ryan Murphy. Okay. Did you? Oh, okay. Ryan Murphy's like involved with it, but, I guess Ian Brennan is the one really behind this. Well, they took massive liberties with this. There is very little true. I feel like this is more, a reinvention of Norman Bates, because I haven't watched the whole thing. Now I did watch Call Me Chris talk about it a little bit on her show on YouTube, which if you like true crime and such, Call Me Chris. She does a lot of true crime. She's big into that. I mean, she does all kinds of vids. She's a massive YouTuber, of course. But I'm like on two, I forgot how many episodes there are. I'm like on possibly episode 3 started-ish. Man, yeah, there is so much. There is a good documentary about Gein right now on Amazon Prime. It's on Amazon Prime, and that one is Psycho, The Lost Tapes of Ed Gein. In that, you can hear Ed Gein talk, which is weird. Like, they just, I guess recently, within the last few years, found these tapes of Ed Gein talking, which I guess it was known, you know, that of course he talked to the police, but it was interesting to like hear his voice. I'd never heard Ed Gein's voice, I don't think, before. And so, this is definitely something I would advise you to, like, if you're interested in the actual story of Ed Gein. The Netflix dramatized show, Monster, the Ed Gein story, not much truth to that whatsoever. again, like, it starts out, and his voice, I don't think, I maybe I had to go back. It was a little while ago. I watched that doc on Prime Video. I was watching so much other shit. Maybe I don't remember how much it was signed, but Charlie Hunnam, I feel like, took some liberties in the Ed Gein. And I don't think they got much right with Ed Gein at all. You know, and Ed Gein was a sick fuck, and it's just an interesting story. I think you can tell the actual story of Ed Gein, and sure, you know, maybe you can consolidate some things, maybe, you know, just do things slightly differently, you know, combine characters and whatnot, and make things a little bit more dramatic with maybe, you know, screwing up the timeline a little bit just to make it seem more dramatic or what have you. But they took way more than just a few liberties on this one. Like, it was, you know, Ed Gein, there's not a lot. I mean, like, it definitely seems like in this one, they took what, I do not know the author of the original Psycho book, because there was a book, of course, written by Psycho, and that was the first thing to really lead to the advent of all these characters in the you know, horror genre of, like, movies was Ed Gein. I mean, because Psycho was, you know, a massive film, was of course based on a book, and I am trying to find trying to find, oh, there we go, Psycho. Who wrote the fucking book? Novel of the same name. Robert Bloch wrote the book in 1959. So just a couple years after Ed Gein was arrested and thrown in jail, Robert Bloch put that book out. Now, of course, like, Ed Gein, it is a fact. His mother was batshit crazy, hated women, like, thought they were disgusting, told Ed to never go with him, go, you know, fuck women and... Don't do it. Don't do it, Eddie. Which, you know, if you've been listening to this podcast forever, I do have the sketch, which is on our website, slapboxpodcast.com. There is a little sketch thing where you can hear Leave It to Gein, which I had always intended on making more Leave It to Gein episodes, but then never did. Which I always just thought it was funny, the juxtaposition there of... the same time Leave It to Beaver is on the airwaves, you know, and there's this, just, if you look back at stuff that was on television at that time, and it was just so, everything was so, oh, perfect. There's this, there's so many people these days that think the 1950s were the perfect time to live in America. disregarding what was really going on, you know, the this is pre-civil rights movement, you know, women had, you know, it wasn't a great time there. I mean, it was just not a great time by at least by my standards, for a lot of reasons, to live in the 1950s. You know, you look at the television and stuff, it was the perfect time. Spawn of the nuclear family. It was the genesis, I guess, of the nuclear family. I can't even say family. What the fuck is wrong with me? And because, like, that was the time that they were really selling that, you know, the mother, father, you know, 2-3 kids and dog. If you have, just got to have that perfect nuclear family and also a bomb shelter. This was when nuclear war was first really on the radar, you know, after World War II. Like, everybody, the Soviets got the bomb, so now everybody's freaked out. But, you know, at the time, like, you've got this television, and the it's whitewashing everything that's going on. Like, there's, you don't get really much, you know, on the news showing you what's really going on. You're just like, everything's on TVs, just the perfect families and what have you. And then you have Ed Gein. digging up dead bodies and, you know, making skin suits and masks and whatnot. And yeah, I always just thought that was just funny that Ed Gein, like, that's what's really going on. And, you know, that's why, you know, I made Leave It to Gein, is just because I thought it was just funny that, you know, I just thought it'd be funny to have like a sitcom like Leave It to Beaver, but it's Ed Gein. But, you know, that's not supposed to, that wasn't supposed to be an accurate portrayal of Ed Gein. It was supposed to be a caricature of Ed Gein. I wasn't looking for, I didn't call it the Ed Gein story. I feel like this is a little, when you really call something the Ed Gein story, I would expect there to be more accuracy as opposed to what's going on with this. Now, if it was just the new Norman Bates, you know, a reboot of Psycho, if you will, you know, maybe I'd be a little bit more entertained by it. But this is like, it does bug me a little bit as someone that has been interested, you know, a lot in true crime and knowing about the Ed Gein story. It's like, man, why are you deviating so much? Just do what Psycho did, Robert Block did, and Alfred Hitchcock. You just base the character on Ed Gein. Because really, I feel like they just did, you know, Psycho. Because they turned Ed, which, from my understanding, the real Ed Gein, you know, his mother, she was nuts, which she's nuts in the show, played by the great Laurie Metcalf. And she is very psycho. She's very much, you know, that is, of course, where they came up with the idea for Norma Bates, Norman Bates' mother. There's never, like, after she died is when he really lost his shit and started digging up, initially started digging up bodies, like, in real life. And then he started taking things off the dead bodies. He was interested, very hyper-focused, I guess, or at least, he didn't have much else, I guess, to read about at the time. But, like, he was very interested in what the Nazis did during the Holocaust. I guess at the time, like, he really went crazy doing the weird shit. It was the time, like, when Americans were starting to get real pictures and getting survivors of the Holocaust to tell what exactly happened in those camps. And he really was interested in the shit that the real fucked up shit that they did in the concentration camps with, like, the human flesh, making flesh lampshades and furniture and stuff with the fucking corpses. And so, you know, Ed Gein did do, you know, make bowls and stuff out of skulls. Made belts with nipples, like a bunch of fucked up shit, you know, which is, you know, Leatherface, of course, is also based on Ed Gein, which is where they get, like, really into that aspect of the Ed Gein side of things, which, you know, they do have that in the show, but then they do weird shit, like he's got a girlfriend, which, according to Ed Gein, he never really had a girlfriend. And there's this woman, her name, off the top of my head, Adeline Watkins, I guess is her name. And in real life, she had claimed that she was romantically involved with Ed Gein. Ed Gein never said that. It would appear that, you know, it's possible that she retracted a lot of the statements she initially said. And it did sound like perhaps that, you know, she did it for attention or what have you. And, yeah, that's there's not a whole lot to take in from what she said. But the show not only puts her in as a massive character, but also does stuff that she never even claimed happened. Like, they of course... have Ed, like, even before his mother has a stroke, she had a stroke and was all fucked up before she died, I think years before she died, and they've got him dressing up, before she had she catches him dressing up in her clothes before she has the stroke, and he's jerking off while he's in her clothes, and Ed sure never said that happened. His mother wasn't alive to say that that happened. Apparently, he had said that there was some kind of moment he had dressed in her clothes or something like that, but I don't know that it was sexually involved. He was like 7 years old, and she caught him doing some weird shit, but it was just like the one time sort of situation. So there's no proof of that. That seemed like a construct of either, I guess, Robert Bloch or Alfred Hitchcock, you know, when they did, of course, the Psycho, the book, and then, of course, the movie. And yet they put that in here that it's all about the sex. You know, I'm betting that Ed probably did some weird sexual shit with a lot of the corpses. I don't know, they dressed the clothes. He never admitted to that. I imagine even for somebody that digs up bodies, which he was very candid about that. You listen to the tapes and he's talking about shit. I mean, he has no problem talking about digging up these dead bodies. And doing weird shit. Like there was, like in the show, he tries to dig up his mother. He did not, I think in real life he didn't even attempt it for some reason. Like he had thought about it, but like, didn't. And yeah, he never had a, they, of course, also in the show, they have him put a corpse, he tries to find one that's like similar to his mother, and then puts her up in a rocking chair up in his mother's bedroom to pretend it's his mother, and she keeps talking to him, which Ed Gein never claimed to have heard his mother's voice that I'm aware of. That again, another thing that came out of the book of Psycho, that like his mother talking to him again, that was supposed to be Norman Bates. They weren't going for facts here. They weren't going for the story of Ed Gein, but yet in the show, they decide to go ahead and throw that in there. He's talking to his mom. And he's got this corpse in her chair. And, yeah. Not only does like in the show, which he did dig up dead bodies. That is a true thing. And he did shit to the bodies. He made skin masks. I don't know that he made a full bodysuit. I know he did make like masks of the faces. I don't think they ever said he actually dressed up in his mother's clothes. I think maybe he pretended to be his mom's, like with putting the mask on or to do some weird shit. I mean, he's a weird motherfucker. But again, like the Adeline, the quote unquote girlfriend in the show, which Adeline Watkins, I guess she did know Ed Gein in real life, like the real Adeline Watkins, but I doubt that there was much like involvement there. There definitely wasn't as much involvement between the two as what they show in the show. But in the show, like they completely, like they, like he takes, like she's the one that shows him, like gets him involved in the Nazis. She shows him the pictures, gives him these pictures of the concentration camps and the shit, like the human lampshades and whatnot. And he's just, oh, so fascinated and in love with this shit. And he shows her the corpse, this corpse, and says that's his mother. And she runs off and is scared. Apparently later in the show, I didn't watch it yet, but apparently later in the show, she's okay with it. She was also wanting to become like go to crime scenes and see dead bodies and stuff before he took her to go see this dead corpse, which he wanted to show her the bowl he made from a skull. And yeah, later in the show, apparently he proposes to her at a, I want to say at a cemetery. Again, did not happen in real life. He did not show her corpse and such, and then proposed to her at a cemetery. Now, originally, apparently, the real Adeline Watkins had said it seemed like he was going to propose to her, but then did not, or that he was insinuating, and Again, she retracted that statement later on. Seemed like maybe she was just looking for some kind of attention. And it's real weird that, you know, in the show, and apparently they attribute more murders to him than really, and that is come to, like, they know for a fact that he murdered people. There's only two. There's Mary Hogan and, oh man, shit. The other name is, on the tip of my tongue. Mary Hogan and son of a bitch. There is, of course, damn it. Yeah, the only two, god damn it. Now, there's a possibility that Ed, it is confirmed that he killed two women. He dug up a bunch of different bodies, was fucking with them. People have said that it's possible he could have killed his brother. It appeared that he died in a fire. There were some bruising on his brother that would lead to believe that maybe Ed had killed him and then was burnt. But there was never any real solid proof to show that Ed had killed his brother. But anyway, yeah, there was that. And they attribute some other female that had died in real life in that area. But there, she had nothing to do with Ed Gein. It had nothing to do with Ed Gein. In the show, they're like, he also killed her. I guess they're really, because to be a serial killer, I think you have to kill at least three people. Oh, Bernice Worden. That was the other name of the other woman that was murdered by Ed Gein. So Mary Hogan and Bernice Worden. Anyway. Yeah, they take such big liberties. And again, it's one of the craziest fucking stories out there. You don't really need to make shit up with Ed Gein. He's Ed Gein. He's nuts. Just keep to the facts here, people. But yeah, it's entertaining, but to me, it's knowing the story. I would rather see the real story of Ed Gein. I feel like it's really false advertisement to just call it the Ed Gein story when you're going to take such big liberties. I mean, they make it seem like, too, people were creeped out by Ed. And apparently in real life, everybody thought Ed Gein was like super nice. And he did, you know, like babysit local kids. And I think I remember hearing stories where he would show these kids like these shrunken heads and shit that he made. Just thought it, told them it was like artifacts from like World War II and shit. Or maybe he did have some artifacts from World War II. He was like a weird dude, but like they thought he was an innocent enough person in town. They're like, you know what? Let's go send the kids to go hang out at Ed's place. Old Ed. Fucking. He did, you know, create a woman suit. I guess the full suit, according to Wikipedia. according to Ed, too, it does say here on the, which I've heard before, but I feel like maybe, you know, he was just felt too embarrassed by this. But he denied having sex with the bodies. He exhumed, explaining they smelled too bad. But yeah, dead bodies. You know, I don't know. I haven't dug up any human remains. But, you know, I've been around enough animal remains to know that dead bodies smell fucking terrible. Wouldn't want to fuck them. But, oh man, yeah. There's just so much to that show. When he goes in to kill Mary Hogan. Like she's trying to get him, like hook him up with a prostitute and stuff. And I'm pretty sure there's no truth to that whatsoever, that she was a madam. I'm pretty sure. I'd never heard that before that I'm aware of, you know. My memory is not that great on this stuff. I don't sit around reading about Ed Gein every day. You know, it's just a... Oh, it does say one thing about here on the Wikipedia on him here. It says a 16-year-old youth whose parents were friends of Gein and who attended baseball games and movies with him reported that Gein kept shrunken heads in his house, which he had described as relics sent by a cousin who had served in the Philippines during World War II. Upon investigation by police, these were determined to be human facial skins carefully peeled from corpses and used by Gein as masks. So that's nice. Like, let's have these fucking kids come over and... he's 16. I guess he was 16 at the time of going over. That's not... at least it wasn't like a fucking 10-year-old he's pulling out. Still, kind of fucked up. Says during questioning, Sheriff Art Schley reportedly assaulted Gein by banging his head and face into a brick wall. As a result, Gein's initial confession was ruled inadmissible. Schley died of heart failure in 1968 at the age of 43 before Gein's trial. Many who knew Schley said he was traumatized by the horror of Gein's crimes, and this, along with the fear of having to testify, especially about assaulting Gein, caused his death. Oh yeah, man. Like, can you blame the dude for assaulting them? Like, I'm against like police assaulting people, but if you go into somebody's house and you see like just a bunch of corpses stripped out like game, you know, like they're just doing some taxidermy on some fucking deer and shit, and they've got I don't know if it's Schley, but like one of the cops that initially went in, like they were related to either Mary Hogan or Bernice Warden. Yeah, that shit's... that'd be pretty fucking brutal to walk in on that shit. But, you know, that's... I don't know how to segue into anything like bright after this. Talking about Ed Gein. Hey, at least, the, you know, on the bright side, hey, we got one more episode of Gen V. Coming up for Wednesday is the season finale, and they teed it up for a good season finale, I think, with the Godolkin coming in as the big bad that seems like he might be involved in how they figure out how to take down Homelander. Although it seems like it's, you know, another guy can just control other soups at will. And he seems like a really bad individual. I don't know what that's... it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. I'm looking forward to that. That's some positive things to look forward to. But that's really all I've got here. As always, that is a kid in a wheelchair, not a trash can.